Hello, we're on the air. This is Kathy Cook and
Michael Goger.
Welcome back, Michael. We're going to be bridging some wisdom tonight.
And I was looking forward to it. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you should be on an airplane right now on the way back.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that till just now.
And this is something. And here we are doing a show.
I know. You did have to leave. I just want to explain to the listening audience, you did have to leave early after 3 days of being here because it was an emergency at home. But everything's all right. Mm-hmm. I just want to let everybody know that.
Yes.
So how was your trip when you got here?
I'll be going back down. Trip was wonderful. It was like going to see Harry Potter. No, seriously, folks. It was.
That is funny.
Tassie is a gracious host and lovely home, lovely family. I want to say yo to Charlotte.
And the Wolfman Pizza. They love you to pieces, don't they?
Telling you now, Wolfman Pizza, if you're listening. Yo.
Yo.
You might as well give IHOPs a holler.
Yeah. Crystal. Yeah, the IHOP people in a Waffle House. Crystal. We made a lot of friends.
Yep. That's a beautiful
place. The TV. We made up friends with the TV, too. We turned the TV on.
Yeah. And, oh, that's right. We got a little story that goes with that.
Yeah. That was some great.
Yeah. We did a lot of meditating and visualizing. And you know how you chew on the word. And
a lot of.
Every time Tassie said something, it would come on TV.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah. You took that from me. I was going to do that.
Do it.
You read my mind. What you want?
You got to explain the story behind that. With the old man at the store and the dogs chewing each other up. And I kept telling you, when I went to that little store. And I said, the dogs were having a dog fight, man. Blood all over my body, everywhere from the dog. And I ran to this little store, and I was telling Michael about the story that earlier in the afternoon, and the old man was just whittling. And the reason that was even brought up was because Michael wants to whittle. And anyway, the man goes, well, what do you want me to do? And so we were watching some movie. It was one of those like mafia movies. It shouldn't have even had that in there. And I kept going, well, what do you want me to do? For 5 minutes, and all of a sudden, that guy goes, well, what do you want me to do?
Absolutely. And that's the truth. And you told me days prior on the first trip about that story, and it comes up on the TV.
I know.
And the guy was whittling.
I know. And it was in a pool hall. He was in a pool hall with all those guys. It was what was that guy's name that was in the movie? He had the long ponytail.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, and the bees and beehives burned up.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very symbolic because of the bees, and it was just amazing. But it also, when I was telling you about the how I live in between the center of my brain instead of the left or the right sphere, and how I meditate out there, and it came on by that guy that black guy. What's his name that did Driving Miss Daisy? He started talking exactly the same story. It was really strange. It kind of freaked. That one freaked me out.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman. It was a discovery or a science special about the brain.
How to connect to the other side is what he was talking about. Some kind of wormwood or something like that show on science TV or.
Yeah,
we did a lot of intuitives. That's all we do when we're together, except you can clean a kitchen.
That's right. You got to practice and stay on top of what's going on out there.
Yeah.
You know, does the consciousness reside outside the brain or within the brain?
Well, as above, so below.
Interesting.
right? I believe if you, with me, I was here to conquer fear. I know that was one of my missions to come to Earth. And absolutely, hardly anything can cause me to be afraid today, because it is not a reality. And I know that I can blank my mind out, just like taking my third eye and using it like a chalkboard, you know, just erasing it back and forth and just go all the way out into nothingness really fast. I believe that is how the consciousness. Listen, if you think of sub, the word sub, like substitute teacher, subconscious, subcontractor, those are things that take over while the teacher is away, which our teacher is ourself, because we learn from ourselves. And we learn from our, you know, action and staying in the moment world. But if we go in and into our thinking zone, our think tank, and sit on the side of the bed or whatever and start thinking, we're in our subconscious mind, which is not really a teacher. It's an ego, basically. And the ego just gets out in there and starts trying to untwist and twist things all around and tell you this, that, and what have you. And that, to me, is why I believe that we are, that's when we're not connected. You know, and I'm talking about me, you know, in the cosmos or whatever, is if I go into my subconscious mind. Does that make sense?
Very much so.
Okay.
Very much so. When I prepare to read, I go into my superconscious.
There you go, baby.
Because there's, you know, as above, so below, there's a subconscious, a conscious, and a superconscious.
Right.
And I use visualization, prayer, and meditation to... I'm big on bridges, locks, stairways, highways, connections, just like the brain, as above, so below. So in my visualizations, I always like to have another step or another lock or another bridge. And that's how I get into my super consciousness.
Uh-huh.
So other people do it other ways, but that's...
Give us an example. Like, explain what that means. Because you know how you always said what's behind that closed door? And now it's opened? You know, you always would say years ago, what's behind that closed door? And all of a sudden, we were looking inside of it the other week, and I said, it looks like a big, huge library full of information. And then all of a sudden, we got downloaded. Remember?
Uh-huh. That's the Hall of Records.
Yeah. In that stuff. And I was in it today when you said something on the phone, and all of a sudden, that just triggered something, and I started connecting the dots through the cosmos again, you know?
Yeah.
And I was all up in the stars and star system and the cosmos. Because when you were here, also, I saw you as Aristotle. And there you have. He was what? The doctor of the words in the stars. And you were sitting there and you had your hand on your... I said, you look just like Aristotle. And that opened up a whole new door for me today, that I got so much information for, you know, the beyond and back and what's happening to this world and what's going to happen to this world with the new planet that's coming towards us. Remember how I used to always dream about Alenra? Well, it wasn't Alenra. And I was, 4 years old with the butterfly curtains, you know, and the attic fan. And I used to stare out at the cosmos. And I always thought Alenra was who I heard, but it's probably this other planet, Elen, or whatever, how you pronounce it. But you know how it is when you're little and you just start waking up to the memories.
Yeah.
But I do believe that for the people that are concerned out there, that there's nothing to really be concerned about, because I've always said I was born in the right side up world and we're here, you know, that I was upside down. And then I want to brush sweep on, you know, the pyramid that I meditate in open. I found out what is in the center. Remember, Michael, I said my third eye, or I look up into the sky like I'm in a pyramid and that's my protection.
Yeah.
Well, it's Orion's belt, and it's the second one of the belt. You know, right in the center of Orion is pyramid, right directly into the center of the pyramid. And that's something. And so there's the hourglass that I kept saying it looked like. That's why, because it's a mirror image. And if we think about it, if we put a bunch of mirrors out there, you know, I've always said that'll, you know, bounce that other planet back out there. that Planet X or whatever it is. And, you know, we're sucking it in ourselves, and it's just going to combust us if we don't, because it's, you know, the golf ball that I kept seeing in the vision when we were, when you were here, with the center of the golf ball with the nuclei.
Right.
And it's wrapped up with a bunch of rubber bands, and that's just like the planets out there.
So, there's a, you say there's a planet that there's going to be a collision, or?
Well, there's a planet that's building really rapidly. And it looks like, you know, that picture that I drew of the sun dripping with a big old teardrop dropping and dripping into the water.
Yeah.
Well, this, it's Elenra. Well, I call it Elenra. I don't know how to pronounce it because, you know, I'm dyslexic, but it's E-L-E-N-R-A. Well, R-A is the sun. But then the planet that's coming towards us is E-L-E-N-I-N. And it is like another sun. You know, it's zapping everything up and pulling us like a magnet. But if you think about it, there's a Betelgeuse or whatever you call it in the Orion's Belt, which is the second brightest star in the cosmos. And it's going to become the new sun, because we can't get, you think about, gold is not manifested or brought to this earth except for with a combustion of a nuclei, which is a star. And here on this earth, we only have three full Olympic sized swimming pools of gold, real gold, on this earth. And we cannot make any gold. Earth does not get any gold unless under combustion that is so rapid of a star dying out, which turns into like a sun. And that only happens in every billions of years or something like that. So it's right at the tail. It looks like a little tail. And stars do not have heat, and they do not have a smoke. This gas, with them, you know, burning so quickly, it looks like smoke coming down. It's actually gas. Huh. And that's why it looks like it has a tail on it, like Comet, Halley's Comet or whatever. It's gas. How'd we get on the subject?
this girl is deep.
Man, aren't I? But do you understand that going within underscore two with that little tail?
I understand you. I feel it. You know, and we're a good team. But it's very deep. You know.
Yeah.
You get this stuff
through the science. I don't know how I get it. It just comes. It's click in these words. Like, I keep seeing like a V, you know, like it. I keep getting uterus, like if a man's testicles hits to the uterus. But I keep seeing that uterus. It looked like a flux, you know, like back in the movie Back to the Future, the flux capacitor. It looks like a Y, and then I connected that to the woman's uterus, which connects to, if you put those two together, you know, like a Y, and then hit the Y again upside down, which I say mirror image. You push those up enough, and it's going to look like an X, which is Planet X, which to me, it's like the Venus, Aphrodite, goddess of Venus, goddess of love. You know, she's in charge of, you know, the love connection here, and we're all about the octaves going higher and higher and higher. And what's happening to me, what I see, is that this male dominance, you know, of female and male have yin yang, right? So if you think about it, this planet, the way we're living today, we're all the flower power children, you know, this generation that we are in the 70s. Is more like letting the yin-yang balance out. And so the ego's being destroyed, which is, you know, that's that male-female sign symbol that you hook together, which makes the yin-yang.
Mm-hmm. Tassie.
Passion.
Tassie's passion.
Yeah.
The yin and yang.
Shut up.
So you're saying there's going to be a tremendous balancing of energy.
Yeah, didn't I tell you? I said that we would balance out from the 12th to the 13th of August. It would shift out, and then it would come back in on October the 2nd to the 28th or 30th, basically. November the 27th to the 30th is going to be the completion of the whole balancing act. And I always see the spiral. And if you think about a spiral, like a spiral staircase or whatever, that is the spiraling of unraveling the stars, which that I've always called my book that, and connecting the dots, which the connecting the dots is actually, I always look and refer to that as connecting the stars back into its atmosphere. It's not that I do it. It's just something I visualize, because my brother and I used to play connect the dots. My mom used to dot little dots in a row, you know, like a square, a whole bunch of dots, and we would sit there and connect the dots. But now that's become David Icke, everybody saying connect the dots, you know, because I've said that for so many years. It's amazing how things, you know, connect like dots.
Yeah, unraveling.
Yeah, because I've never heard David Icke until just a couple of weeks ago. But he and I are like parallel in so many things. It's amazing. He says a lot of the, like, he awoke at age in 1990
yep.
something, 20 years ago. Well, I'm a year ahead of him in that one. And I raised my arms up to the atmosphere with the ocean, and he did too. I mean, it's the same thing. It's almost the same story.
Yeah, you'll see that, like a baby boom, but a spiritual boom.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Waves, yeah. This is universal consciousness.
Exactly.
You know,
he's an amazing person from what I've understood so far. Mm-hmm. I've only seen like maybe three or four of his YouTubes, and I've never read his work or books, but he's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I heard a lot about the man. You are fascinating.
Well, thank you, sir. So are you.
I see you.
What?
How do I sound?
It's good.
Mm. I got an echo.
I don't hear an echo.
Sounds like I'm... Oh, okay. It's good now. Must have been an energy wave.
Yeah.
Now, I seen you in action. It was fascinating watching you work and the way you got your messages.
The whole 3 days you were here, that's all we did. I did. I couldn't get out of it. I couldn't pull out of it if I tried.
Mm-hmm. It was a very interesting experience seeing you in action.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, very deep, very cryptic, very symbolic, very shamanic, and very healing, and very accurate.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah. High energy.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Well, and what's so weird, I want to tell the listening on, we have not slept in the same bed yet. You've been here twice.
Oh, my.
I'm not the Trump hot button, but I don't even, we hadn't even really kissed. That is so crazy. We're so into our work. It's almost like all we do is do metaphysics. That's funny.
Well, it was at one time.
You got me. When you're John Travolta.
You got me beat red. I did. I never thought I would blush. I would blush again.
I was you, John Travolta, touching the stars.
You got me blushing to the max. Beat red.
This feels like one of the, you know, BBS Radio does need a comedy show. Because last week I was crying my eyes out. I don't know if you heard that show or not, but I was looking at my life when I got divorced and comparing it to how it felt if you lost somebody in death, which you did with your wife, or a divorce, which, you know, and I was reading something that I had written back in the 90s.
Fast.
Michael, I'm going to tell you what. It was really touching because it humbled me to my knees. And I really, you know, I'm just grateful that I had to. It was about Aunt Tilly, you know, the Powder Puff Derby, and it was a connection like that. And what about Bob was my teacher? That, remember when you were here? And all I talked about was, what does Bob mean? Because everything was something. I was reading all week long. And Bob happened to be the instructor, Michael, it was a book called Gift from the Sea, and that I had done a critique on for college. And you know, how you don't plagiarism. You just tell about what you've read. And this lady, her husband was the first guy to fly across the Atlantic Ocean, I believe, around. And his name was Lindbergh. And his daughter, their daughter was kidnapped and put into a cult. And kidnapped by a cult. And she joined that cult. But what's so ironic is I kept talking about Aunt Tilly. And she's the first, she's one of the first women that ever flew across the Atlantic Ocean and won the Powder Puff Derby, which is my aunt. And I thought the Bob that I kept getting was her son-in-law at first. And that's when we listened to one of the archives with Deborah in there.
You got some rich heritage in your bloodline, your family.
Yeah,
very interesting.
I don't really.
Very interesting lady.
Yeah, the thing is that it feels like centuries ago that all that transpired, and now I'm like in this world that I am so adamant to be saving this freaking world. It's like a mission, is to get that love and get that message out there, and. You are too. There's a lot of us out there. Yeah. I mostly talk telepathy to people.
Light workers, yeah.
Yeah, and I ask for, you know, to make sure I'm accurately on track. You know, I'll get a message here and there. I'll go on like the TNT News Trader and just pick up a word here or there. I don't really read the articles.
Right.
But I just get them. I'll scan and get a word or two, you know, or maybe 20. And I'll write those down or jot those down, and then I'll start looking into that. And that's how it talks. That's how the universe talks to me. It's through things like that.
It's amazing seeing her in action, folks, to the listening audience. It really is. It's unique, southern, old school, biblical, there's so many words I can put on it. Like when you pull to a book and you stop at a page and you point and it like answers.
Oh, we did that. We did that, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, it was like every time the question would be answered.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's so many different ways I can use any kind of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe, and I know. It's not that I believe, it's that I know it's going to be. And if I know it's going to be, then that's what's going to be. So that's why when I tell you to pick up a book, you know, and point to the word, it would just be exactly what you ask.
Yeah.
Or I'd say, give me a page number or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's a form of reading. Actually, one of the oldest. And
really? I didn't know that.
You surprised me when I seen you doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, really? That's amazing. I didn't, you know, I don't study anybody or anything when it comes to the metaphysical world. Rarely.
That's true.
Except you've been a strong teacher of mine. But I don't listen really much to, it's not that I don't want to, it's that I want to get it totally raw from the knowing God, the Creator, which I choose to call the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ that lives in me. And, maybe that's why I put myself in that pyramid when I meditate and stuff. It's because of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But that eye, you know, and looking up through that hole and get that, it's right in Orion's belt. And I'm all about healing Orion. You know, that was my Beltane on BBS Radio May the 2nd or 3rd or something like that. It was all about healing Orion. And I see you actually as a part of Orion. You know, you're that intense with me and have that kind of an impact, because you're like 190% accurate in the readings that you've ever given me and other people. Mm. Hey, give out your information while we're on that. You know, what you're doing, because I did plug you pretty hard last week about giving, you do these profound commercials, 30-minute spots.
Yes, yes, yes. Any light workers, grassroots businesses, up-and-coming people that want to put a spotlight on something, I will do a free 30-minute commercial for you. at Blog Talk. And by the time it's said and done, there's quite a few listeners.
You get a couple thousand listeners on your shows.
Yes, I do. If I could, with the click of a mouse, I could hit 50,000 easy.
Yeah. But, I mean, people that tune in are usually in the thousands with you on Blog Talk. So, people, I'm telling you, his voice and his promotions, he's well-known out there. It's like he's one of the number one, as you all know, that are listening in. Get with Michael, even if you just wrote your first book or you're homeless. It doesn't matter. Michael will put you out there in a spot, 30-minute spot, and promote you into what you're doing.
Yep. Radio hosts, authors.
I love the one where you put like people that live under the bridge or, you know, the homeless or the mothers that, you know, tell about your story about being a single mother. Or, you know, it doesn't matter. Just get your story out there. Put it out there, and Michael will tell who you are and what it's like.
Yeah, if you want to get on the mic, a disabled person, a single parent, what you go through, we'll make you a 30-minute soapbox and let the world listen to it. Trying to sell a book, start a business. Law enforcement, firefighters, advertise for your fundraisers, anything. That's what I'm doing now.
How they get in touch with you, Michael?
They can call me at 518-249-3995 or email me at michael_goger, G-O-G-G-E-R, #1. At yahoo.com. And I'll be back. And I have a radio show. I got one radio show. I went from 21 radio shows down to...
I remember you used to say, welcome to my show.
Welcome to my...
You are like one of the beginning radio advocates out there. It was when you were with BBS, actually, when they first started.
Yeah, one of the pioneers.
Give a shout out to those old boys.
It's a good story, nice story, long story. It'll make
good. As a matter of fact, you were where they were originally, and before they moved to California. What was that, Michigan?
No, they were in. Let me guess.
They were there in that spot to connect the dot.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure. You're talking BBS radio, right?
Yes. And you were like, you and Robbie Thomas and a couple of our friends from Yahoo were the first of BBS, and then they moved, and you were with them as they moved.
Yes. And I started with, I got to give him a shout out, because that's how I believe in it, Michael Mapes.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
I was a guest on his show, and that night I had a show on BBS.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're going back a ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
that's kind of when we kind of lost touch right around then, but we kept up telepathy-wise.
Yes, we've been through a lot.
Yes, we have. People try like hell to keep us apart, don't they? I don't know why. Yeah. It just makes us that much stronger out there.
That's strange. I was thinking about that today.
Yeah?
A lot of what we're talking about tonight, I was talked about or thought about today.
Well, I'm reading your thoughts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, shame. So, Michael, we don't have any callers.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, because we just threw this together, 30 minutes ago that you were going to be on?
Yeah, we didn't advertise much, and I found in radio that you got a lot of callers, and I mean listeners. They just don't want to call; they're listening.
And we have decided to keep our life together private. That's why we block each other a lot on Facebook, y'all. When we start getting that thing going on out there, because I mean, everybody wants to know what Jesse and Michael are doing,
and
we block each other intentionally for the people to stay out of our world.
Yeah, and
I don't mean to be mean, but
yeah,
it's almost like we know we're celebrities. We already know that, but in the internet. But the thing is that we are.
You gotta.
We're at work like this, we're at work. But when we're together privately, that door's shut. And we tend to get a lot of crap going on Facebook or other places when we have ourselves connected. And that's why we do the blocking. It's not that we're mad at each other, audience. It's that we are being private with each other.
And security.
Yeah.
And privacy, because we are very open, and that just that little bit of privacy that we have is important.
Very.
You know, we found that keeping a lot of things.
We went full force out there when we first got together, and, you know, it was hard to pull all that back, you know, down to a normal keel.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're both hams and Mike Hogs entertainers and very strong personalities, both of us, and
mm-hmm.
we could do anything, really.
I don't think anybody could be in my world except for you, because I'm so eccentric.
And I am too, borderline insane.
That's what makes it so cool, is to be so freaking insane. People don't know what, you know, Michael, they don't know if we really are or not. Because I could put on that mother voice. I'm going to take it right back down. And it freaks people out because I'll start talking like this. You know, you tasted it like we're here. It'll burn.
Boy, this is going to be a keeper, I'll tell you.
I know, but I just wanted to say it like that because I am in control of my voice at all times. If you very well noticed that.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, people think that I'm putting on a hardcore, gone crazy, nuts screaming, but I just pull it right back down, don't I? Yeah. With that click of the finger.
You're quite the actress.
Yeah, I am.
You're quite the actress. I see you in action, man. You're good. Mm-hmm. You're good.
You, nobody knows behind this lady's face.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's been a pleasure. It's been like I was in the kitchen having coffee with you and relaxing.
Yeah?
We still got time left.
Good. Yeah, well, Michael, you know, that kitchen table is your place that you chillax.
To meditate on, yeah.
Yeah. When's coming back? Did we decide October is going to be, or... Because you've got some shows coming up with Lois Martin, Lois T. Martin.
Yeah, personal appearances. Very rare. I do personal appearances. And if you are from upstate New York, Green, Columbia County, I'll be at the Columbia Green Community College on September 12th, 6 to 9, with numerologist Lois T. Martin doing college. I'm going to be an instructor. So, courses
he's a
on
strict instructor too.
Yeah, she does the numbers and colors. She's a very good psychic, and
I love the way she works.
Yeah, I'm going to teach people how to connect, how to center and connect, and to tap into that resource that we all have. You know,
and I like the way you put it on one of your commercials that they could use it for. Business, or they could use it for personal use with what you learned from Michael Goger.
Absolutely. And
then you're doing the firefighters.
Yes. My hometown, Athens, New York. Volunteer fighters, October 29th at 5 p.m. until whenever. And their firefighters are providing daycare for the people that are going to get readings from the team of readers that we have. And we're going to do a fundraiser for the firefighters. And that's very special. It's the town I grew up in, really. And And here I am, an old fart, doing a fundraiser.
With an accent that just is beyond. You're so northern.
Yes.
From the north and the south.
With a little, got a little bit of hillbilly. A little
Yeah, but I mean, my accent's so southern. I mean, it's a deep southern draw. And yours is a deep northern draw. But it works. Somewhere in between.
Good. Good, because I do commercials and voiceovers and advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a bad reader. Am I a reader?
No. Oh my God. Why don't you give me one? You haven't read me but twice.
Isn't that amazing?
No. And really, I mean, you tell stuff that unfolds. That this would be a marker. This is a marker if you want to get into a reading with me and read me. Because then people can see this unfold. For themselves.
Wow, it's like one of those Merlin movies.
Yeah, go for it if you feel like it.
The two magicians, they meet in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Oh, Merlin.
Hey, you know a Mary Ellen?
Or, I do.
You do?
Yes, I do. That's Mady's sister. She's a police officer.
Okay.
My friend that goes, whoop, whoop. But yeah. I don't think that you've known of her. But I don't think I've ever mentioned her to you.
No. Something's going to come up with her or something. I don't know if you got something going on. Is she going to visit you? Or?
I only see her at weddings.
Or is she going to be with Mady?
No, I don't. Shoot, man. I'll keep that in mind. But Mary Ellen's really, she's like a substitute godmother to my children.
Oh. Huh.
Did I've never mentioned Mary Ellen to you, though.
Did she have somebody recently pass? Or
her father's real sick.
Hmm.
He just had a kidney taken out. And he's like in his 90s.
Hmm. They got somebody in spirit that is helping with that situation.
Oh, okay. Well, Mark and John, their brothers died together in a car accident when we were, you know, right out. I was pregnant with Jason.
Ah, okay.
This is odd. I promise people, Michael doesn't know anything about these people.
No, I don't. Because I told Tassia it's going to be a deep reading because you're like a sister.
Well, you can't kiss your sister.
No, that's funny.
I just want to turn you red.
It depends on how far back in the woods you are.
Woods, that's right. We're in Merlin's Woods. I forgot. You can kiss away, baby.
Mm-hmm. You know. It all started with Adam and Eve. But anyway.
What's so funny is you said before we went into this reading, you said that we were deep in the woods like Merlin. And here you just said, I said, you can't kiss your sister. You said, depends on how deep in the woods we are. Yeah. I guess we are deep in the woods and I am your sister.
Yeah. There's some woods and some mountains you don't want to get lost in.
Yeah, but that's some deep stuff. Tyrone.
Oh, boy, we got the giggles now. But anyway, Mary Ellen,
her husband is the head DA here. And then Kurt, you know, the guy that sent me the roses while you were here, the dozen roses, those gorgeous roses, he was the head DA that trained her husband.
Wow.
Yeah, and Mary Ellen was like one of the number one cops. Every police, you know how all the police know me around here and all the sheriffs. But that's how come they know me. It's through Mary Ellen and Kurt. And, you know, that's just kind of like my world is the police and FBI. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just interconnected to interwoven. Those are my friends.
Okay.
And family members.
Well, there is spirit, and they're sending their strength and their love, and they're giving me their passage was an accident. I believe you said a car accident, didn't you?
Yeah, they were on those old Volkswagens that had the seats that bent, you know, with the bolts. And they were coming home on Highway 51, and John was driving, and he fell asleep at the wheel. Mark was already asleep, so he never woke up. Mark lived 2 days.
Wow.
And John died instantly.
Yeah.
And that was back when I was in 1979. Well, actually, it was November 1978 because Jason was born February 1979.
Mm-hmm. They're two brothers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real redheaded brothers. There was every one of the brothers and sisters except for one are named after the Bible, and there's seven of them.
Yeah.
Books in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, all, you know. Mm-hmm. And their mother was a Olympic ice skater, won the bronze medal.
I can feel that being shown this.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play. They're trying to play a role in the healing, and I believe it's is that their dad then.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's Mady. Was going to come down here while you were here. Remember, and I haven't heard from her in a week. It's a long food that she and I've gone without talking pretty much.
Yeah, by the end of August, there's going to be something with her or them or.
Yeah.
And you get a chance to validate. They're sending their love, their regards. They're watching over.
Okay.
Somebody needs a job or something. I'm not sure.
Mady's wanting to work with me and be my entrepreneur with my writings and my photography, and because I'm so scattered, you know that, in my world. And she wants to put it together for me.
Mary Ellen?
Mady. And Mary Ellen both.
Oh. Okay. And that's, I was going to say.
Mary just retired from the police force.
Because it is a financial thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And it leads to new pathways, new income, increased income.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I want to say by the end of August, there's word of it, a talk of it, or something with it. And
well, we've been talking about it. I haven't shared that with you, so. Mady wants to write an angel book, you know, a devotional book. And I told her that her sister would be perfect to lead the way for our finances with putting our production together that we're getting ready to work, Mady and I, together as, you know, doing some things together. But I told her, Mary Ellen and my daughter would be perfect for your sister and for your side of it, and my daughter for my side of it, to keep the books and everything, because it's going to be pretty big.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm feeling, too. And so this was all being talked about then.
Yeah. You're right on the money, baby.
Mm. I'll tell you what, it is a good...
It feels good.
Yeah. Yeah,
it feels successful. Really, she's the one that, when she's just my best friend since eighth grade. She's been on the show several times. We get on the air and go, whoop, whoop. That's who you're connecting to, her sister.
Okay.
You know, Go Girl, who started that for Goger.
Yeah, Mary.
That's her sister.
Wow.
That's Mary Ellen.
Wow.
And their brothers passed over. And their father is sick. He was in Texas, and they brought him back from the kidney transplant. He's like 96.
Wow.
95, something like that. He's pretty up there.
I can feel that. And they're with him. I keep hearing they're with him. And their mom would be Mary Ellen then, and
their mom. No, that's their sister. Right.
Okay. What about the mom?
She lives in Manio, and we're to go there for Thanksgiving. But it does. I don't know.
Huh.
She's the one that says "see 'em puppies." You know, like the letter C, M puppies, L M N O puppies, O S A R puppies, C M P N. She's the one that taught me that.
Is there a wedding coming up, or was there an engagement of some kind? too that I might not have heard of? Or
ours. That's about it. There's a
no, this is another one. Think for a second. Niece, cousin, nephew?
No, or... my niece is contemplating. Because I told her in a reading that she would meet a Brian, my sister's daughter, and that she'd meet a Brian, and that he would be the one, and she met him last November. So I see them getting married, but they haven't announced it yet. But I felt that too. So that's very good.
I gotta feel.
I didn't even mention that to you.
Yeah, I could feel that developing and happening. Because I was hearing niece. Now you said it was a niece.
Yeah, Callie. She's a pharmaceutical rep.
Wow. Well, I feel it'd be good and successful.
Yeah.
It would be a good union. You may be hearing about it.
Oh, wow.
What else you want to know about?
Oh, I want to know about. Yeah, you and I are going to create together. We're going to be a household name. Mm-hmm. What do you see in that? Our business part, you know, we want to do pottery and...
You're going to do photography and...
And cards and art. Mike, you know, I draw these drawings and I don't even know what they mean. And you can sit there and analyze it and all of a sudden it just clicks. With, you know, just like that black bird I drew on the water. And then that was the Gulf oil spill. Mm-hmm. And then you made an art piece here that I've got to go into and see what you drew, because I have you draw the background and then I read into it. So there's a lot that's everybody that's getting ready to transpire out there with Michael and I, because hopefully he'll be moving down here by the end of the year.
Yeah, I'll be the one.
Be a southern boy.
I will be doing what I'm doing, consulting in many different ways and assisting and working with Tassie on her artwork or writing or photography and doing shows with her, voiceovers, advertisements, commercials.
All right.
And et cetera. So you're going to be hearing a lot from us. It's really a major transition, too.
It's hard, man. And the prayers are deeply needed, because last week, as you guys know, I was pretty torn up. Because, I mean, Michael does not expose his reasons. I just know to trust him when it comes to he and I. And he just needed to get back. But it's hard to come back and forth like this and uproot your roots like that. But you will be having a place. We'll hopefully have a little log cabin up there, too, in New York.
Or a chalet in
a
ski house.
A chalet.
A little bit of loft.
Yeah.
You know, even though we do what we do, we still have our challenges, just like everybody else, and readers and sensitive
and touchy. Woo!
We sometimes they get a couple of extra kicks,
yeah,
more than the average person, because we know better. And when we don't walk the walk, we get spanked. So,
oh boy, do we!
So when you go on your journey, everyone that's listening, make sure, number one, you want to go on the journey. Number two, you know what journey you're going on. And number three, prepare for the ups and the downs, the ups and the downs. So.
It's a roller coaster ride.
Mm-hmm.
That's right?
You know, it's been a pleasure being here. We've got, 10 minutes. I would like to say to the world... bring our men and women home. Let's stop the war and get our country back together again.
Well, that's in the process, I believe. I really firmly believe that. I feel it. Yeah. I feel that, you know, this mind control bullcrap game playing, you know, thinking that they, you know, somehow get in people's houses and things and make things happen. And you know what I mean? That's a bunch of crock. And if we believe in the peace and we believe in the wholeheartedness of the depths of, You know, the test has been passed. I passed the test, y'all. And you've passed the test. We've all passed our test. Quit trying to put yourself in that place and thinking that you, because to me, if we believe hard enough that we want peace, then that's what we're going to get.
That's right.
You know, instead of putting out there what's going to come first, the planet's going to blow us up with Planet X or the mind control or the world's going to blow up from the war. You know, it's just a bunch of crap. Quit putting that crap out there, because that's what causes the negative reinforcements to continue. Put out that love power message and quit dwelling on seeing what you can gain off of other people and get your own identity. And I just want to make something clear right now. Remember when I said Daddy told me back in the barn a long time ago, listen with your heart and not your mind? You know how that's taken off to where everybody's saying, listen with your heart? Well, not until you left did I understand what that meant. It's listen within your heart, not with your heart. You got to go in your heart and listen. That active listening audience, you heard it first from me. If you're going to use my stuff, put my name on it. You know, I just want to say that because I'm tired of it being out there all over the place. Connect the dots, unraveling the stars, listen with your heart. You know, that's like watching a TV show. You can watch it, but you're not the actor and feeling it or the actress or living it. I live it. And then my words get out there and you don't know what it is. Well, let me just tell you, it's listen with, just like my Yahoo group that I don't let anybody in, awakenings within your inner heart. So there, everybody keep their listen with your heart out there. Keep that as your logo, because I got the real answer. It's listen within your heart.
Listen within.
That's exactly right. You've got to go within your heart to hear it. You can't just listen with it, just like an eardrum.
That's right.
Ding!
That's very true.
There you go. And you heard it first from Kathy Cook.
Yeah. And it's true. It comes from within, and
you know that's why
I feel it.
Saying about the war, baby, is that people want to have another person's identity instead of finding their own. Hello, what is that?
I think the aliens came in.
That's a phone. My phone's somewhere, but I don't know where. But anyway, we got to hang up. We got to disconnect from the radio station.
We could have kept right on talking.
I know. That was a pretty cool, you know, if you hadn't left and I hadn't said, you know, and I had said go, and I had listened in my heart knowing that it was okay. Because I didn't know. Because, you know, it was weird. It was a mess. We were like in the twilight zone. And looking at that rain and the door being open at the rain tree.
It was all very powerful.
And Norma coming in, and oh my gosh, it was just, and how Norma leaves you pennies, and how I could call you my cute as a button, and I gave you a button. Well, your button is what kept my heart together. And I had that button open, and that's how I got in my heart. And that's how I knew to listen within my heart. So everybody starts, especially that little grandmother person that became a shaman, that a shaman named her that. I love looking at her work because it's so mine. That's what I'm saying. It's what it called, idiosyncrasy, parallel.
Yeah.
The parallel world.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing.
You're amazing. You're an amazing woman.
You are. See,
and I like to say,
amazing bubble man.
I'll say to the world, can you see why I love her?
Oh, thank you, baby.
And let's say thank you, BBS Radio and the staff.
I love people calling. You know, this is what happens every time I'm on the air. I get all these phone calls. Ooh. I don't know how to turn that phone off because I just got it. But anyway, thank you, BBS Radio, and thank you, Seth Hendrick on sound. And this date today, go ahead and do the timeline.
And thank you, Tassie, for having me on.
Well, Michael, I want to say Today's date for the timeline is August 16th, 2011. Mm-hmm. We are bringing life one octave higher, one broadcast at a time. With every wisdom, piece of wisdom that we speak as the wisdom spokes.
That's right.
And so take care, everybody. And Mike, we see you next week, hopefully. If you're not busy.
Yeah. Come in and sit a spell.
Come in and sit a spell. Say how do.
How do.
And I love you, Doreen.
Come back real soon now.
All right. You here? I love you.
All right. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Peace. We're off the air.